This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome to another edition of Auto World. Bob Long is off. He's just undergone some open heart surgery, so he'll be off for a couple of weeks. So I am Mike Wallace, sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, alongside of manifold Mark Evans, and together again. And we are terrorizing the airwaves with information about automobiles. You can call us if you have a question. The number to call, toll-free, anywhere in North America, is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And, of course, you can reach Mark by email if you're listening in a delayed basis or on GCN Live at his email address, which is?
Well, absolutely. Good to be with you, old Motor Mike. We're going to be motoring today, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. I got my manifold hot, and it's ready to give you a lot of hot air, so be ready.
Okay.
Yeah, that email address, folks, is autotalkradio@yahoo.com, all one word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And, you know, that email bag is always open, and sometimes I actually get those after hours, before hours, on the air, off the air, and all that. So I like to share some of those emails, you know, Motor Mike, that come in. And I've had more than a couple of them come in, actually in the last 2-3 months, and they're car questions, truck questions, etc. And I just want to let everybody know that we only have so much airtime, don't we, Mike?
Yeah.
So there's so much to talk about in the automotive world, news to recalls to trivia to what you might have in your glove box to interviews to, we do a lot of things here on Auto World. It's, as I call it, a magazine type show. You know, you open the magazine up, you get a variety of everything. And we like to do that, don't we, more than right? Because we like to try to please everybody. Can't please everybody, but we try.
And you can give it a shot, and we try.
Yeah, so if they're having relationship problems or anything, we can try there too if you need to.
That's true. we'll probably fail, but at least we'll try.
Yep.
If you think we should find another line of work, we already know that, so you can save those comments for somebody else.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Don't. That's how we learn on people that might say, you know, hey, you guys might want to change this or don't say that or do this or do that. You know, that's how we learn how to basically completely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, completely destroy 2 hours of their life in the mornings or in the afternoons.
Two hours they'll never get back.
That's right. So I'm open. Now, we might want to do a little bit of who we are, huh? Because we might have some new listeners. We pick up new affiliates all the time. So Motor Mike Wallace, you're sitting on top of?
I'm on top of Lookout Mountain.
I'm on top of the world.
Studios of News Talk 1400 WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, high atop Lookout Mountain, where it is a beautiful 65 degrees and about a 15-mile-an-hour breeze going. It's just beautiful here, clear and blue sky. We just got out of the 90s, so now it's going to be fall. And, wow, it is nuts.
Cars do change in the change of weather, don't they?
Yes, yes, and it's time to start thinking about that, gang. If you haven't serviced your cooling system, for those of you up in particularly in Mark's neck of the woods, where it's got a little chilly up there, didn't it, Mark?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Winter is, it feels like fall right now, actually. We're 50, 54 degrees, you know, and we don't have the humidity you do there, Motor Mike, all the Alabama folks. We just don't get that. And so
well,
we're
tell us where you are, because I forgot to do it this time.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm sitting not on a mountain. I'm sitting at the base of a mountain. Our elevation, so we can kind of share that, too, I guess, with it, where the elevation of where your radio station is, would be what?
I'm about 1,800 feet.
Okay. So I'm sitting actually here in our town, Boise, Idaho. A lot of people might know the word Boise, Idaho because of the Boise Bronco football team, the Blue Field. And, of course, well, I can share this real quick. Mobile Matt, one of our listeners there in Alabama, he actually Facebook messaged me yesterday and showing me our little dog that we have that goes out after the kickoff and the dog goes out and picks up the tee and brings the tee back to the sideline. Matt actually saw that, shared that with me on Facebook Messenger and all. But I'm sitting at like 3,200 in the town right now, 3,200. So I'm about double where you're at right now. Isn't that something? I mean, and we have a dry climate, and then our mountains that I'm sitting at the bottom of here, the ski resort's up there on the top at about 6,000 elevation. And then if you head north out of Boise here, you're going to be driving through mountains. It's beautiful. You end up going farther and farther, higher up, higher up, higher up, course up into Coeur d'Alene, Lake Pendere. Then if you get up to Coeur d'Alene, if you turn west, turn left, you're going to be in Spokane, Washington. So that kind of gives everybody an idea. So we're not too far from the coast. We're not too far from Las Vegas, or may I say Las Wages.
So, yeah, more accurate.
Yes. So it's kind of, you know, we're both in a, it's really awesome to have the technology and have, I guess you could say, the technology, the wires, the internet, all this motor mic for you and I to be together on one show and share it with how many people? No, all North America. This is just awesome, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're, probably 2,500 miles apart. And,
yep.
You know, you think we were sitting in the same room.
Absolutely.
And of course, Master Control is another half between us in Minneapolis. So
yeah, in Minneapolis, we might as well introduce, our gentleman, Dodge Daniel. He's always been called Dodge Daniel. He's behind the board, the engineer behind the board, making us sound good, taking the calls and making our listeners sound good when they call in.
There you go.
Thanks, Dodge Daniel. He's the guy. He's the Dodge.
Now, you were talking about elevation. See, I'm above the city. The city is below me about 1,000 feet in the valley.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it's in between two mountains. I'm on top of Lookout Mountain, and you look through the valley across Fort Payne, and up the other side is what they call Sand Mountain. And my little town is right in between.
So the town where you live or your house is 800 maybe elevation?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So if you dig a well, you're going to be hitting ocean water then.
Pretty much. Out here, you hit solid rock.
You'd be like Jed Clampin, honey, I didn't hit oil, but I hit salt water.
Yeah, this whole place is solid rock. There's only about an inch or two of topsoil on top of rock. So it's a fault line runs to the sand. There's a fault line runs right down the middle of the valley. Not the San Andreas, but the New Madrid fault line.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And there's seismometers all over this mountain. They're watching it all the time. We get little tiny ones.
I shake you up, get you out of bed, get on out of the world, huh?
Not yet, but we'll see.
You betcha. Well, talking about, you know, we're talking weather and fault lines and earthquakes. All, you know, Motor Mike, there was a hurricane not too long ago, wasn't there?
Yes, a couple of them.
So I kind of, a little bit, we might want to talk a little bit about, you know, here where I was saying, geez, isn't this like an automotive show? Why are these guys talking about weather and stuff? Well, weather does, like you said something about fall coming in, and gosh, weather, hurricane, you know, all those cars, Texas, and then, of course, the Florida area where Bob resides, and he's, of course, in the hospital right now. There's cars, it's got wet. And they were sitting in water, not only in Texas, but Florida. You know, do you or do you not know how to figure out, is it or is it not? Now,
hold that thought. Now we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this.
Car. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20 for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Walls, alongside Mark Evans, sitting in for Bob Long, who is recovering now from heart surgery. We'll be here for a couple of weeks sitting in for him until he recovers. We're in the middle of talking about some wet cars. And if you recall, back after Katrina, that became a big problem. The insurance companies, of course, bought up these cars, and then a lot of them wound up back out on the open market. Right, Mark?
Yes, and then we've got not only the Texas, you know, the weather there that happened and hurricane in Florida and all, but those cars actually, Motor Mike, get sent out west here where I'm at. It's kind of like they don't believe, they don't think that, you know, the West Coast sees the weather reports and sees what's happening. and yes, a few of them, Katrina, actually, I did see quite a few come in my life, my arena, my shop, before. And also the people already purchased them and after. So what I'm saying there, they didn't hire me or anyone else as an automotive technician, inspector, to take a look at their car. They just said, wow, I can get this. And by the way, a lot of folks might be thinking, well, that's just used cars. Oh, no. You're talking, Motor Mike, we're talking brand new ones sitting in the dealer's parking lots.
Oh, yeah. You see that video of all those dealerships with brand new cars that were over the hoods and over the roof, the water.
Yeah. So there they are sitting out in the dealer parking lot. You know, you're at the Ford dealership, and you look out in your inventory that day, and all of your inventory, the water's up to the, you know, the driver's windowsill, so you're sitting in a bathtub when you get in the car, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so then those get shipped out here, maybe. Maybe not. But where do they go? People, you know, might not understand if they don't. They're a very trustworthy dealership. They do not want to ship them anywhere. They do not want to take them to the auction. The auction block, then, if they do, the auctions back east, or they ship them over to the West Coast auctions. And before they ship, they get them all dried out, et cetera, with big fans. Kind of like if you had water damage, pipe break in your house. You know, as you see in the news, the folks in Florida, they cut the sheetrock halfway up the wall and just get rid of the lower section that was wet and replace. Well, same thing with a car. You know, you can, Mike, you know, you can hire an upholstery shop, you know, to put new upholstery in a brand new car. Big deal, huh? Just hire them, put new upholstery in the thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's all it was to it. Sure.
Yeah, all it is fiberglass and metal, man. Water's not going to hurt it. It's in the rain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How about my electronics? How about my brake system submerged in the water? Have you ever, Mike, have you ever, take your vehicle, in your whole entire life, take whatever vehicle you're driving, doesn't matter, and you're driving it, and you come home and say, you know, it's pretty dirty, I think I'll hand wash this thing. So you hand wash it, you get the hose out, and you spray it. Well, just by accident, you know, you sprayed the wheels and washed the wheels down, and water got through the wheel and got on your brake pads, got in the brake rotor. Have you ever drove the car right after a wash job like that, and when the first stop, when you go to push on the brake pedal the very first time, it doesn't stop? It keeps going? Have you ever experienced that?
Particularly when we had all drum brakes. You know, brake fade was a terrible problem. If you'd run through some water, you'd have to ride the brake for a little bit to get them warmed and
dry up.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, just got to be careful, all that stuff. And, of course, that material you're talking about on the brake shoes are same material on the brake pads today, riveted or bonded, glued, you know, on there and all that, organic, non-organic. I could go on all day long, all that material. Do we really want it submerged in water? No, we don't. It can take a little water, but then it has to be dried out by using them. So those cars get sent to the auction all the way in Salt Lake City, Utah.
No, well, that's not even the worst of the problem. Think about the engine full of water in addition to the oil.
Oh, absolutely.
Fire the engine up, and this thing is pumping water through it, and water is not a very good lubricant for this kind of thing.
No. Well, then how do we tell if we, you know, we see this brand new car out west here. I'm over in Portland, Oregon, let's say, living. We have listeners in Portland. Welcome everybody over there listening to us. And they see this brand new. They go to the dealer, right? They're at the Ford dealership, and they see this Ford truck that they've been wanting to buy, and they see it. And they see this truck, and basically it's a $45,000, $55,000, $65,000, $75,000 truck, and so they buy it. They're not thinking, because they're important about the first, last thing on their list is, I wonder if this came from Texas. I wonder if this came from Florida. So what I'm saying is that everybody just needs to, you know, so search the title out, find out where it's come from, ask, maybe do a Carfax, et cetera, first thing you do. Now, I got to point this out. It's not, there's no law that states that anyone has to put anything and call in, report, to put stuff on Carfax.
That's right. That is right.
So
that's not the final word in where that car has been.
No. But you need to know, even if you're not even thinking about the weather, hurricane, floods, all that, fire, all that, you still really, why don't we do a search or find the family tree on the car, truck you're getting ready to buy. Do find out the story behind the story. Find out where it's come from. A lot of people, you know, do that. Mike, they say, are you first, second, third owner and all? So is there any advantage to it? Yeah, there really is. Because if that vehicle's been turned over, like I say, I'm leaving the hurricane word out, the weather report out. I'm talking about a great looking used vehicle. What happens is, if it's had 20 owners in the last 2 years, that kind of almost, doesn't that say something? People aren't liking that car. Something's wrong. So yeah. They don't like it. They want it gone. So if you want to know the story behind the story, look for the title search, look for the family tree, look for the DNA of where the cars lived, man, and you'll find out that, there might be something wrong with it. So, and then look for water on the weather side, look for water stains, look for, on side of engine block, pay someone, it's well worth paying a technician shop to put it up on the lift. And sometimes, Mike, the shop lets you kind of walk underneath there sometimes if you just ask. You might have to sign a waiver that if the lift gives out and crushes you, that they're not held responsible. But, the likely part of that happening is not. So walk underneath there. And, like I said, two heads are better than one. That means four eyeballs are looking now,
Well, we always encouraged our customers, particularly if they walked in and said, I'm thinking about buying this car over here. And I said, well, bring it over and let me take a look at it. We never charged them for it. We just did an inspection. And you can pretty much tell from a visual.
Yeah.
A little bit, drive around the block. And you can pretty much tell whether the thing's basically all right or not,
Right. Well, because you had your own repair shop, automotive repair shop, and you lived this business. So you know what you're looking for. They don't. So same thing here. I just walk out, look at it real quick, no charge. Just glance at it, do a little walk around. And I do that not only for weather damage, but I look for body damage. I look for how's the tires wearing. It tells us if the frame's twisted, been hit in an accident,
right. All
that kind of stuff, So, that's the best thing. And hire somebody to know. I can go on all day long with stories that some of my customers that are males, they are not females, they're males. And for some reason, the females always call and hire me to look at the cars where the males, they don't.
Take us a break. It's the bottom of the hour. And be back, Bob. On GTN, the patient's net.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And welcome back to Auto World. Sitting in for recovering Bob Long, I'm Mike Wallace, alongside Mark Evans. And this is Auto World. Thanks for being with us this morning. By the way, you can call us if you got a question, comment, criticism. You can call us from anywhere in North America, toll-free. The number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And, of course, you can get a hold of Mark Evans 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at his email address.
Yeah, the horns start going off, Motor Mike, when the emails come in.
I bet your wife loved that, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's many, many, many times, turn that cell phone off, is what she says. So, you definitely know I'm a car guy because the sound of alerts are, of course, all automotive related. But, yeah, email anytime, folks, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. That kind of fits the whole show, doesn't it? The Auto Talk Radio, huh?
It does.
We might as well do some housekeeping, too, on that, because a lot of people that are listening, they just need to be remembered and, you know, how, who, why, who are we, how do you listen to us after we're off the air. Maybe they might have missed something even yesterday or today, 10 minutes, 10 seconds ago and everything. So, Motor Mike, you know, Auto World, Radio.com is one, autoworldradio.com. You can check out the website there for Auto World. And then, of course, you can find both of us on LinkedIn, right?
Yes, we are both there.
And that's our personal names, of course.
Yeah.
And then Facebook, definitely, you know, I every time I'm on the radio, I have more friends on Facebook wanting to friend me and all. That's fine. I love it. Great. Love to share. I do post a lot of goodies and stuff on there. I'm not posting every 5 minutes or every day, Motormike, mm-hmm. but I do post some fun stuff. And then we got, of course, they could Google both of us. Definitely. And then we got, of course, GCNLive.com, and they can go to archives, can't they?
Yes, and the morning show is Auto World AM, is what they call it on the web. And then the evening show that runs from 5 until 8 Eastern Time is just Auto World. And you can listen to it on demand. You can call up the calendar and listen to any show you may have missed. They archive them, like, forever. So if you miss something, why, go to GCNLive.com. Look for either Auto World AM if it airs in the morning, or just plain Auto World if it's the 3-hour evening edition. Click listen, and you can listen right there.
Yep, absolutely. Well, here's something. Now, I said something actually a couple, 2-3 hours ago. It was probably yesterday. Doesn't matter. But something about Mars, going to Mars. And Motor Mike, Elon Musk. Do you know that name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk with Tesla, the owner, he actually said this last week that he's planning on sending anybody and everybody, including himself, if we want to go to Mars, and his date is 2024. So that's not too far away. Now, you know, do you ever watch that show? I'll kind of imitate the guy. He's awesome. You're going to need a guide. A filthy rich guide. Have you ever heard that show or watched that show? A filthy rich guide?
No.
No. Everybody's got to do that. Tune in to, and you can dot com it probably. You can see it on YouTube even, I'm sure, you know. Awesome little A Filthy Rich Guide. It's about wealthy people, Motor Mike, and what they do, why they do it, what they own. He takes you in depth, kind of like the old Robin Leach. Remember that show?
Okay. Lifestyles of Rich and Famous kind of thing? Okay.
Absolutely. Well, he's probably going to be the new Robin Leach.
Oh, boy.
In fact, one thing he does, you know, just for fun like we do, he likes to have fun, but he had a shotgun in his hand, and he started the show off one time with, you know, the clay pigeons that you push the button and the clay pigeon goes out and you shoot it with your shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he put the stacks of $100 bills in the clay pigeon thrower, and he pushes the button, and the stacks of $100 bills go out in the sky, and he shoots it with a shotgun. And, of course, what you have over his head was just $100 bills raining on him, and he says, "Now that's how you make it rain." And that's how he does his voice, too. He's got a deep, deep voice. So, anyway, he had the Elon Musk on, and, you know, he was pointing out and showing that, you know, when you've got a lot of money, boy, you can sure do a lot of things. And they try to go out in left field like Elon Musk and try to figure out what to do next. And I guess, do you think, Motor Mike, that we're going to be able to go to Mars and stay there and do something on Mars?
I think at some point, yeah. I don't know whether it'd be that soon, because there's a lot to be done to prepare for it, because you have to send some equipment up there first so you can manufacture what you need out of the resources that are available. And, of course, radiation is a big problem up there because of the lack of a magnetic field around the planet. So,
sure.
I don't know. There's a lot of... But now, he also announced this week that he can get you anywhere, like from New York to anywhere on the planet in an hour.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got E-Force, you'd have to withstand to do that.
Yeah. He got the hypertube thing approved, okayed. So... You know, get you in the tube and shoot you over from New York to L.A. quick. But, you know what? That's why I'm bringing all this up. You know, I just want to say that I know we have listeners that have just a little simple car problem. Let's stick with that. You know what I mean? Why can't we just fix what we have in front of us?
Yeah.
You know? The heck with Mars. Let's fix it. Let's fix the cars, the stuff, the transportation we have right here in front of us right now. You know?
Yeah, let's take care of the business that we really need to do on an everyday basis rather than that. Because I don't need to take a trip to Mars anytime soon.
I can't imagine trying to fix something on Mars. Hey, this is a little bit hot up here.
and my nose itches. What am I going to do here?
Exactly. Well, you know, Auto World will do a lot of things, and I wanted to, right now, I want to share on this day in automotive history, Motor Mike.
Yes.
Oh, yes. On this day in automotive history, the industrial giant, you've heard of him, that's right, Anthony Lee Iacocca, is elected chairman of Chrysler on this day back in 1979, Motor Mike.
Hmm.
Of course, he was vice president of Ford more than a decade prior. Iacocca was instrumental in the introduction of the Ford Mustang, which is kicking some butt, isn't it?
You know what platform he used for it?
No.
Ford Falcon.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just putting a body on a Falcon.
Well, that Falcon was awesome.
Because Henry told him, you can do it. You just got to use as much, like they did with the Thunderbird, as much existing parts as you can.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah. He was elected president of Ford in 1970 and was fired in 1978. So 8 years later, he was fired. And because of the fundamentally different business thoughts that he had, versus what Henry Ford II had. But even though that year, Ford saw profits of $2 billion in his final year at Ford.
Mm.
Interesting. And then in the late 70s, Chrysler was struggling to breathe air, of course, and was on the verge of going out of business, losing millions of dollars every month, of course, back in the day in 1970s. At the time, Iacocca fired from Ford, the Chrysler Corporation, of course, was strongly, according to the automotive superstar, Iacocca accepted the challenge of saving Chrysler. Shortly after taking the chairman role, Iacocca approached Congress and asked for a secured bailout of $1.5 billion.
And not only got it, but paid it back.
Did, and this is crazy. This is just nuts. 1979, 20 years later of development, of course, the cash infusion led to the development of, oh yes, Motor Mike, the best cars there ever was, right? The highly successful, believe it or not, K car line. I don't know if we can say it was successful.
Yeah,
maybe back then.
That way. Anyway, with that in mind, we got to take us a quick break. Auto World is going to continue. Don't go away. Right here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquor chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans. We're sitting in for Bob Long, who will be back in a couple of weeks after he recovers from his surgery. We were talking about, you had an email you wanted to talk about, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, I got an email that came in on break. Motor Mike, and again, the email address is autotalkradio@yahoo.com, and like I say, you can email anytime. And this gentleman, he just reading through it, quite interesting, because it's pretty lengthy, which is fine. That's what it's all about. You have to communicate with your technician, your mechanic, and of course, us two knuckleheads on the radio, right, Motor Mike?
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have as much information as we can get to help you fix that car or not help you fix it, you know. But, yeah, this is from Doug, and he's actually listening to us on, hopefully I'm saying it right here, Platte City, Missouri?
Yes, that's correct, Platte City.
Yeah, AM 1640. Welcome. Good to have you along. It's awesome. Doug, appreciate it. And he reads, he says, Mark, good to hear you on the radio. Thanks for you guys being here for us. So that's thank you, Doug. That's our paycheck. Appreciate
wow,
it.
Wow, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. I hear that.
Well, hopefully I don't tell him the wrong thing here now. It's kind of interesting. I've been here, done this on his question, too, I think, many times in real life. So it's pretty, you know, pretty easy for me. He says, I own a 2010 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive pickup. With the 5.4 gas engine, XLT, and he says it's a flex, one of those flex fuels. We know all about those, don't we, Motor Mike, or do we?
Well, I don't. I mean, I know that they exist, but what exactly does that mean? What can you run in it?
Right. It's a flex. That means you can run ethanol or not non-ethanol.
Oh.
Either or.
And it's a lot better.
Yeah, and there's a lot more to that, but it's got the little insignia on the back with the green leaf, so it's a little bit more like their Echo engines. It means that they're going to get a little bit better gas mileage, and the heads are designed a little bit different, the injections are a little bit different in order to, that word flexible, flex, that's what it's
yeah.
all about.
So it can deal with the ethanol better than your regular gasoline engine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And he says, here, which helps me a lot knowing all that, too, by the way, Doug. Appreciate it. He says, I start it up in the morning, and it goes away. The noise has a noise, and it goes away in about 10 minutes of running. Every morning, it has the same noise. It sounds like a snake. Interesting. I guess that's I guess that's what a snake sounds like, right? The hiss?
Yeah.
No one, he says, had to the dealership, Ford dealership. They can't figure it out. I've had it to other independents. Nobody knows what the problem is and can't find it. Help. Well, Motor Mike, now let me do the noise again, because, you know, that's the best part of the radio, right?
Yeah.
Pictures with words and then noise. A snake. And if it's only doing it in the morning and he takes it to the dealerships and they can't find it, well, there's our clue why they can't find it. Because if Doug drives his Ford truck to the dealership, parks it, the engine is hot and warmed up. Mm-hmm. His key here, he says he starts it in the morning and the noise is there and it goes away in 10 minutes. What is it, Mike?
Well, my first guess in general is a vacuum leak of some kind. And a diaphragm, maybe, that as it warms up, it kind of gels together. A hose that kind of does the same thing. But if it makes that much noise, it's got to be a pretty good-sized leak.
Well, the hissing, like a snake, would be an exhaust leak.
Ooh, okay.
When you first have your motor in the morning and it's cold, this is what he says, it's first thing in the morning, he starts it up, the noise is there, and it goes away in about 10 minutes. Well,
and then it stops.
Yeah, okay. It takes about 10 minutes to get your exhaust manifolds hot. Doug, I guarantee, now here's the thing you need to do with the dealers and the independent repair shop, is leave it overnight. Let them start it up first thing in the morning. They then will hear the leaking out, and I guarantee, hate to tell this to Doug Motor Mike, but 2010 Ford F-150 5.4s have an exhaust manifold crack problem. Sorry.
It's the Explorers?
They do. Yes, sir. But they crack. And okay. So the exhaust manifolds are tucked in there so tight that they get hot. They end up, they're right on the passenger side on Doug's engine. I've worked on them before. The manifold itself is only about a quarter of an inch, if even that, away from the frame. So they're packed in there. And so the exhaust manifold's made out of a cast steel. They're not aluminum. They're cast steel. They're still heavy, mass amount of steel there. And yeah. They put a metal shield on the outside of the exhaust manifold so it doesn't burn frame, fuel lines, electrical lines within the frame right there. So those shields, Mike, they hold the heat in. And so what happens is those manifolds hold heat and they end up getting so hot and they crystallize and they get cracked. And again, back to the water and weather reports. If you're driving your Ford, if Doug opens the hood and looks down, you'll see that the exhaust manifolds on that engine are way down in the bottom. Man, they're so far down low in the bottom of that engine, it's ridiculous. They're not up high anymore. They're down low. And so if you go, and he'll probably find out, along with all the other people that are listening, and has the Ford trucks, that he might not even have any inner splash shields in the inner fender well. So when he's driving in the rain, the tire's slinging. Yep. It's slinging water all over the place. And if you take a big, heavy cast steel and you heat it up to red-hot temperatures and throw a little water on it, what happens?
It will crack.
Say goodbye to the manifold.
Now, you would think somebody at R&D would have thought about that.
Yes.
That's what you'd think. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, this is a Ford we're talking about, correct?
A Ford, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's, okay, you know, we all know Ford trucks are fine and good.
Yes.
But, you know, certain models and makes have a certain size engine and certain size parts and pieces were not quite R&D'd correctly, you know. And
well, what happened to the Explorer? They finally come out with a police package vehicle again after setting out the market for a while. And now they've got this manifold crack problem.
That's causing officers to drive off the road because of? Why are they driving off the road? They don't like the Explorer?
They're getting asphyxiated by carbon monoxide.
Exactly.
Getting out of the cabin.
Yep. So Doug has helped us actually wake up everyone that, you know, you don't have to have a police package or a police Explorer. You're going to find some of your Explorers out there also probably cracked and or exhaust gaskets are leaking. But that's what the hiss is. motor mic that he's got, it gets hot, it swells up, it seals up the crack. Like you said, it gels together, and all of a sudden the noise is gone. So if he leaves it at the dealership or the independent mechanic overnight, they start it up first thing in the morning, they'll actually hear the...
What year is this thing again?
2010, he says, here, Ford.
So that's 7 years, almost, almost 8 years old.
Almost 8 years, yeah. And the thing about this is, I hate to say it, but my gosh, flat rate book, just on the, now the passenger side manifolds, exhaust manifolds on that truck, they haven't been stocked. That's how many they are doing.
Oh.
And I got to give them some other bad news here, Doug. You don't, there's no recall on it. Sorry.
I was out of warranty, no recall, so.
Yep.
In the wallet you go.
Yep, and it's expensive. It's about, believe it or not, motor mic, it's about 7.58 hours just to take the mat, the passenger side off.
Oh.
It's a quarter inch from the frame. The frame's in the way. And can you imagine now the studs that hold that exhaust manifold on, which is like every car out there, they're getting, you know, I've said this on the air, if people want to drive their car at night, of course, do come home before you pull it in the garage or in the carport. Keep it running. Open the hood. It's got to be pitch black out. Open the hood. When are they going to see motor mic?
You're going to see sparks. You're going to see fire.
Yeah, man. And the exhaust, those exhaust manifolds are going to be glowing red. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're red glowing, so they get really, really hot. It seizes the studs, the threads that are in.
You'd have to take down there and soak up a penetrating oil and wait about 2 weeks before you try to crack the bolts loose.
Yeah. The threads swell up because they get so hot and swelled up. And then it gets cold. Then it gets hot again. It gets cold. It gets hot. So imagine me, Mr. Technician, trying to get those nuts and studs out to get his exhaust manifold out of there. I can't do it, man. It's tough. And so if one breaks off in the head, I'm upside down like a dentist drilling a root canal out trying to get a stud out of his head. It's not fun. Anyway, so hopefully we help Doug, and that's the way to do it. Just email autotalkradio@yahoo.com or call us too.
I don't mind getting bad news. Anyway, with that, it's about time for us to take a break. Your top of the hour news is coming up, and then for those stations of carriers, we got another hour coming right at you. So stick around. Auto World will continue straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.